It's a Tuesday afternoon on this fourth day of June. We're joined by a very special guest as part of our Northwest Minnesota Arts Council segment, Lance Thorne of Crookston. Hi, Lance. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well today. Beautiful day.
It's nice to see the rain after such a dry summer last year, isn't it?
Yeah, it keeps the dust down. You kind of need that.
It sure does, doesn't it? Well, I have to tell you off the bat here, Lance, you have a great football name. You know, wide receiver number 84, Lance Thorne. What a great name for football. Did you play football at all or no?
No, I wasn't a football player. I wasn't very sporty back in school.
Speaking of that, if we can go back in time, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Arvilla, North Dakota. It's a little bit west of Grand Forks, a small town.
A farm boy?
Not really, just a small town kid. My mother and father moved out there. I have two brothers and one sister.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about your early days involved in art. When did you first discover an interest in artistic work?
Probably about towards the end of high school. I was doing a lot of digital art on my computer and was doing a lot of drawing, and there was like a internet form card at the time. So it kind of just evolved from there, and just being interested in animation and cinema kind of just drew me to the art.
So were you drawing at an early age?
Not really, not till I was just a teenager.
What kind of art attracted you?
I liked computer-generated artwork, and I liked watercolor work, line drawing. I was very inspired by an artist called Yoshitaka Mano, and he had very delicate line drawing watercolor paintings, and they were just very like full of motion and full of subtlety.
So when you were younger and you had this interest in art, did you think about possibly getting into it later in life through high school and college?
No, not really. I kind of wanted to go for like maybe computer science at the time because I was very into technology. And I liked how computers worked, and I liked where things were going. But I kind of figured that I was probably better as an artist than a programmer or an engineer.
So as a young boy, then, did you have a mentor in your interest in art?
Not really. It was just the online community at the time.
Okay.
In college, though, I did have a mentor.
And how was that person involved in your life? Was that a teacher?
It was a faculty member. He was a photographer at UND.
Okay.
And his name is Chuck Kimberly, and he taught me how to refine my craft. And he was kind of a cordially sometimes, but really like truthful. After I left UND, I got a position at the Santa Fe Photographic Workshop, where I worked as an assistant for workshop courses, and I also worked kind of as an intern the first part of the year. And I worked there off and on over 2 years. And it was a great experience. I got to work with amazing photographers from all over the industry and be just around creativity.
So were you able to incorporate your interest and love for art into your work on a daily basis?
Yes, I have. I'm just constantly always looking around, looking, even things I sometimes purchase, I kind of look at it as, is this very artistic? Does it fit into my personal space? Everything's kind of like a considered piece in my life.
We're using radio, the medium of radio. Describe your art to our listeners.
My art has a lot of subtext. It's sometimes abstract, very soft and quiet, meditative work. It's not in your face. So you kind of look at it and just relax and just enjoy the peace. I work with a soft color palette, so not a lot of intense colors. Most of my work is black and white. So you'll see things like clouds, and you'll see things like water, just like very basic things.
How is the art manufactured and potentially sold?
I do a lot of my framing myself and my printing myself, and most of my sales are through a one-on-one client basis.
Now, you're classified as the exhibiting artist at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery in East Grand Forks. That's at the Riverwalk Center in downtown East Grand Forks. What's on display there, Lance?
Right now, it's going to be a collection of cloudscapes and landscapes from my travels along the road. And then a small section of mobile photography of just kind of things I've picked as I've traveled.
And those works are for sale?
The works are for sale, yes.
How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council played a role in your career in art and your work?
Well, they provided me a printer through an art project grant in 2011. So because of them, I'm able to print my show with good quality and also exhibit it properly.
So this asset, this resource for you is very important.
Yes, it is. They've helped me out.
And as you talk to other artists in the area, how important is the role of the Arts Council with them as well?
I would say the artists that I have met, it's helped them do things because they don't have all the resources they need.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 grant can help you with supplies, things that you can't necessarily do out of pocket, maybe travel expenses, just things that people need. And that's kind of what it provided for me. It was just an item that helped me make a lot of work, and it was just a small expense in the grand scheme of things, but it helped me out a lot, just like other artists.
And again, our guest is Lance Thorne of Crookston, a regional artist, and his exhibit is on display as of now, isn't it?
It will be on display on the 19th of June, but okay. I set up on the 14th. So if you want to sneak by, you can come on down.
So the 19th of June is the first day of exhibition for Lance's work. And for more information about your work and maybe some contact information and examples of your work, what can folks do, Lance?
They can go to my website, www.lancethorne.com.
All right, would you spell that for us?
LanceThorn.
www.lancethorne.com. Lance, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
My guest, Lance Thorne from Crookston, regional artist, and for more information about the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, contact them at area code 218-745-9111. Their address is 115 South Main Street in Warren, Minnesota. Again, 218-745-9111, or check out their website at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. That's northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. As we get together and talk about the Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock on Pioneer 90.1.